You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Matt Yunkel. He's an experienced entrepreneur, and he's going to chat with me today about entrepreneurship in Wisconsin and his latest foray into the world of startups. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasure.
So just to start, can you give us a little bit of background on your latest project, the Cardigan app?
Cardigan app. Yeah, the best way to describe it is with our tagline, we say, never forget your Cardigan. So that's where we came up with Cardigan.
Okay.
And Cardigan is, you can think of it simply as a digital business card. Mm-hmm. But really what we're doing is we're focusing on making that point of like in-person interaction when you meet somebody, that exchange of contact information that happens right at that point, very seamless. Mm-hmm. And we're bucking a 400-year tradition of paper cards in trying to do this. So it's not that it hasn't been tried before, but we think that our focus on that face-to-face, that really that point of exchange is what's unique about the way we're positioned.
Definitely. And I downloaded it myself and used it a little bit at the Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference where you debuted it. Can you talk a bit about that experience?
That was terrific. We had a great time at the Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference. We were a finalist in the Governor's Business Plan Competition, top 13 finalists, mm-hmm. a baker's dozen this year. We didn't win. We took second in our category, but I think we were the youngest company. So we just formed the company in January, basically 2 weeks before the deadline to enter the Governor's Business Plan Competition. so we didn't have a big track record, which I think kind of hurt our chances a little bit, but I was really happy with the, we had over 100 people using the app at the conference out of the several hundred that were there, which was good. A lot of people were, hundreds of exchanges took place. So from our standpoint, it was a very successful launch because we were able to interact and see the interactions with the product and a lot of users. So we had a ton of data and a ton of feedback, which was great.
And it was positive. What was the feedback from most people?
Most people like the app. They like having, because you wouldn't install it if you didn't think you were. Sure. So you're kind of they're predisposed a little bit to liking it just by virtue of installing it. Mm-hmm. We had a few bugs on some of the older devices, so that's one thing that it's hard to test, particularly on Android. It's hard to test an app on all devices, so
sure. That
was helpful to get to see where things were, some of the bugs were, and then we got to see sort of the features, again, in trying to, it's more of a psychological problem than a technical problem in replacing paper cards with a digital card. So seeing that interaction and seeing where people, where those hang-up points were, where it wasn't as seamless as a paper card, was really helpful for us. So just watching those interactions was very, very useful, and it's been guiding the development. So we've been actively sort of improving and tweaking things ever since, and that's a lot of those tweaks have come from that experience at the conference.
Sure, that makes sense. So I'd like to talk a little bit, shift towards just the topic of entrepreneurship in the state here in Wisconsin. You're pretty experienced in this area, so can you talk about some of the challenges or possibly opportunities, bright spots associated with starting up a company here in Wisconsin?
I've had great, it's been a great experience for me starting companies here in Wisconsin. You hear mixed messages probably around the state. Clearly we're always we're coming in at the bottom of the Kaufman rankings for startup activity, which is unfortunate. I've been spending more time in Madison probably than around the state.
Sure.
And Madison I like to think is bucking that statewide trend. But I think the biggest opportunities are we've got a great secondary education system. The college university system in Wisconsin is terrific. It turns out lots of bright folks with great ideas. So there are a lot of ideas. I think we're doing really well in early stage capital. There's a lot of angel investment. So it's rare for me to see a good idea that doesn't get some seed funding, mm-hmm. which is great. Where we lack a bit, I think, is just on the mentorship, on the been there, done that. We're relatively new. We just don't have as many people with success stories under their belt.
Sure.
So learning from folks who have been there, done that, is harder here than other places.
I appreciate your perspective there, and thanks so much for taking the time to chat and talk a bit about the recent work you've been doing. I hope to hear more from you moving forward.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.